Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Renner Oswere. Now, on this episode, we're going to be talking about cuckoldry in Kenya. Now, a cuck is basically a man who is always on the receiving end of an alpha's actions. Now, this is the definition I have come up myself. If you look up its definition on Rational Wiki, the Manosphere Glossary, you will see the definition is a beta male who is raising the child of an alpha male, right? He has been cucked. The alpha male, you know, slept with his lady, and the beta male is now raising the child. Now, if you are the man who doesn't feel like taking charge of your own life but loves seeing alphas fight and secure their share of the spoil, then that is cuck behavior. That is the cuck mentality. A man who doesn't take charge of his own life, is not proactive, is sedated, you know, just likes to sit back and watch people make moves, does not move himself, and almost wants to live vicariously through that individual, then that is a cuck. Because you all know that alpha males go out and get what they want. A cuck just enjoys seeing others get what they want, get their share of the spoil, and doesn't want to go out and get what they feel they deserve. That is the cuck mentality. We need to understand that a man is supposed to be proactive, not reactive. So a cuck is reactive. A cuck just watches on the sideline, does not get anything for himself, but watches others win, right? And do what it takes to win and have their share and get away with it. Well, sometimes the cuck is the one who ends up cleaning up the mess later. You know, like almost like a cum rag, to be quite graphic. But it's quite unfortunate. That's how we have to express it. So the first and most basic form of cuckoldry is the consumption of adult entertainment, pornography. That is one of the most basic forms of cuckoldry. And I want to give a shout out to the Warriors and Americs movement who brought this out in the limelight. And the Manosphere began to discuss that and embrace that truth. Now, unfortunately, there is a statistic that at least 55% of Kenyan teenagers have consumed porn content. This is very concerning, since young men in their development stages are acquiring the habit of masturbating and not harnessing their masculine energy. You can imagine these are teenagers in the adolescent stage, puberty, and they are already getting programmed to be cucks, to watch other men conquer and sleep with ladies, attractive ladies. And as they watch, because the funny thing, or the quite the most unfortunate thing with watching adult content, is that we all know that if people began to engage in intercourse right in front of us when we are presently there, no one would want to stand there and watch. That is creepy behavior. But individuals and millions of individuals find it very okay to watch through a screen, but you're still watching. All in all, we all know that if you're going around about your day, even at work, and you stumble in a room where people are engaging in intercourse, or you were just in a room with other individuals and they began to engage in intercourse, will you stay there and watch? It'll be very creepy and weird to do that. But individuals do that when it comes to online content and adult content. So when these teenagers are already having the habit of releasing and expending their masculine energy, it will come at a cost. It will come at a cost that when they get a real interaction to engage in intercourse, they will not find it fulfilling. They will not find it fulfilling. And that's a very, very sad and dangerous place to be in. Another form of cuckoldry is being a victim of paternity fraud, which actually ties into the original definition of a cuck, whereby research has proven that around 30% of men living in Nairobi city, capital of Kenya, are victims of paternity fraud. And it also shares that 50% of the men seeking paternity tests end up finding out that they are not the real fathers of the child they are raising. Can you imagine that? I know most of my listeners are in Kenya, and also a significant number are living in Nairobi. So you can imagine that 3 out of 10 men living in this city are raising children that are not theirs. 70% of them don't know, and 50% of them who actually go out of their way and look to get the truth through paternity tests find out that they are not the real biological fathers. That is another form of cuckoldry. How did they get there? Maybe they really trusted their partners too much. Maybe they were not able to evaluate the kind of partner that they are actually getting to marry. Maybe they're not even really understanding the kind of wife they have been engaging with, or how she has changed over time. It is very unfortunate. And this is another form of cuckoldry. So you need to understand that when you're a victim of paternity fraud, well, that means some other man met the lady that you have chosen to be the mother of your children and decided to really deposit his seed in her, and she accepted to raise it, which for all of us in the manosphere, we understand that is the highest form of honor a woman can give you, is that take in your seed and choose to raise your genes so that your lineage can fill the earth. The highest form of honor you can give, she has given someone else when she was to be committed to you. That is a terrible cardinal sin. So this form of cuckoldry is also very, very sad to see and witness. Because a man requires to have his seed live within the earth and pass on his genetics. There is a certain pride that comes with knowing that your lineage will carry on after you. And this pride cannot be can never be duplicated. As a man, you need to know that your lineage will be great even after you're gone, you know? And that's why we take pride in our last name. We want to make our last name great. Why? Because when people hear our last name, we want it to command respect and honor, you know, and be the envy of others. So what does a cuck do to change his life? He needs to accept and embrace the fact that he has some value and that he deserves to have his genetics and lineage passed down from one generation to the next, right? And also, for everyone, and this goes out to every man, do not feel any hesitation when it comes to requesting and accessing paternity tests. You need to know the truth for yourself. Yes, many of the ladies will say, oh, does that mean you don't trust me? Well, I need to know the truth for myself. And she could rant about that for a few days, but if the truth is the child is not yours, then you will be caught in a rut for the rest of your life, not just the 18 years you'll be raising them, even afterwards. So you definitely need to be bold when it comes to requiring and requesting and going for these paternity tests in any institution you find suitable. So these are just the kind of things I wanted to share with you guys when it comes to cuckoldry in Kenya. I hope I've given you some insight that will benefit you I definitely will want some of your feedback through my Twitter DMs at GuyCodeKenya. Let this conversation continue there online. And until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
GuyCode with Rena Osuere.